Blog Talk Radio.
So this is Jermaine Edwards. Yeah. Listen, in all you're getting, get wisdom, knowledge, understanding. Aim for the sky, reach the mountain, keep climbing. Stop saying you can't, oh, you know you never tried it. Don't waste your energy unless you see the benefits. Negative thoughts, pessimist calls. I'm an optimist rising, though sometimes I fall. I'ma keep moving even if I have to crawl. Running with a purpose, and I know I have to run far.
Principles work everywhere, anytime. Failures get life when success is denied. Why no? Every question deserves a reply. And my life is submitted to the highest of
high.
I have my eyes on the prize.
I won't
fight for my faith till I die. There is a reason why.
Yes, sir.
Reverend D.W. Dalton is sponsoring it. R.C. Wallace.
All right.
Reverend R.C. Wallace. Reverend D.W. Dalton.
Okay.
Reverend R.C. Wallace.
Okay.
And Reverend Carmichael. We got the state of Virginia, the state of North Carolina, and the state of West Virginia.
Okay.
Give me two songs and get me in. We streaming livedeliverance.com, YouTube, Blog Talk. Open the lines for Pastor Durden and ourself, you. Testimonies of exorcisms that they wanted to hear. And the tonight's sermon, Brother Mike, one of the sermons within the ministry of deliverance is going to be combined, how to protect yourself from hurt.
Okay.
All right, you can run the board, Mike.
Has a remedy that I could use to live my life clean. But every time I walk, I just keep falling down. Living in my righteousness just kept me on the ground. Then I realized that God was right there waiting on me. Same son, turn it over to me. Turn it over to me. I want to dwell in your presence so I can feel so strong. I want to seek your face and not your nail-scarred hands. I want to live for you until my days are done. With the Lord, why he didn't take this painful part of my flesh. He told me that the reason why it's there is to let me know that I am in perfect. He wants me to stay on my knees like a father. He wants to mold me and make me. I'll always be the clay. So mold me and make me and do what you say. Jesus, you're perfect, that is what I need. I will set you by my plans to stay right at your feet. Oh, oh Lord, please fight my battles for me. Oh Lord, fight for me. Please fight for me. Oh, I want to dwell in your presence so I can feel so strong. I want to seek your face and not your name. Are done. Holy, 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 holy. Lord, I want to worship you, live with you, give my life completely to you. Nothing can compare to you. See that you made my dreams come true.
place just the other day. If some of my so-called friends found out, maybe they would have said,
drop it. We don't need it.
But I ran to the friend of all friends. His arms were wide open. He picked me up and put me back together again. He's my closest friend.
And you gave your only life for a friend. Nah, love so real, you don't pretend to. And you don't treat me like my friends do. Cause when they don't understand, they hate me. You always understand, rebuke in love, then you embrace me.
Love so real, I like how it feels.
How could I ever do without you? How could I ever be without you? I could never go a day without you. Live my life in pain without you. Till that day when all this ends, you still be my closest friend. The only friendship that I want is yours. My everything, my heart is yours.
Good evening, everyone, and praise the Lord, and welcome to Live Deliverance Internet Radio here on blogtalk.com. I'm your host this evening, Brother Mike, and first off, I'd like to apologize. We did have a little bit of a technical difficulty starting off the broadcast this evening, but we are back and live here on Live Deliverance on blogtalk.com. All right, tonight we're going to have a teaching coming in our series from Apostle Overton on the Ministry of Deliverance. But before we get started with the teaching, we would like to go ahead and thank the sponsors of tonight's teaching, Reverend D.W. Dalton, Reverend R. Wallace, and Reverend Carmichael. And also, we do have some that are out there listening out of Virginia, North Carolina, and West Virginia. We would like to thank all of you who are listening and tuning in from those churches as well, and thank you for supporting this ministry. All right, so after tonight's teaching, we're going to open up the lines for commentary from Pastor John Durden, as he is led by the Spirit. And also, the teaching tonight will be a combination of two teachings. We're going to be adding in how to protect yourself from hurt. So that will be part tonight's teaching as well. So without further ado, let's go ahead and open up the lines and get started with the teaching. Brother Emmett, can you hear?
Okay, yeah, Mike, can you hear me?
Yes, sir. I got you loud and clear.
All right. We're finna get ready to go live on livedeliverance.com, YouTube, Blog Talk, 3 stations simultaneously. All right. Sound check test 1. Can you hear me, Mike?
Yes, sir. I got you.
Okay. Hey, Mike, Get your King James Bible. I'm gonna be needing to use you to get some scriptures.
Okay.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Live Deliverance Internet Radio Ministries. We are now in conjunction with Blog Talk Radio and, in about 5 seconds, YouTube. Okay, want to thank you for listening to us here on YouTube and livedeliverance.com. We are on our audio segment. If you would like to see Apostle Andrew J. Scott, go again to livedeliverance.com and look for live stream, and he's broadcasting on Wednesdays. We have a deliverance conference, and we're going to start with one half of the sermon. As a matter of fact, we have three sermons for you. Tonight, live by myself, I'm going to be teaching on how to protect yourself from hurt and areas in the ministry of deliverance of experience that I have seen, and some testimonies of what I have encountered in casting out of demons. Also tonight, Apostle John Eckhart on YouTube, do you tolerate religious bullies and fools? That's Apostle John Eckhart as soon as we get off air here. Heavenly Father, Lord, we come in the name of Jesus of Nazareth, how God has anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost, and who came about doing good, healing all oppressed of the devil. Our oppression comes from the enemy. Lord, we thank you that you died at Golgotha to release us from all the strategies of Satan. I ask tonight that you use me as your oracle and allow the Holy Spirit to speak your will. In the name of Yeshua the Messiah, we pray. And I also ask that you forgive me for all of my sins, known and unknown, before I go before you in your presence to bring forth your word. I'm just your servant, nothing else. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. This is going to help a lot of people because I've had a pastor who has shared some things with me, and people are getting really hurt. And you're setting yourself up when you trust human beings. And I don't want to sound so anti-people, but you got to understand that the devil uses people, and sometimes people don't even know that they're being used by the devil. Even Jesus says, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And that is still applicable for today. How to protect yourself from hurt. The first time when we talk to people and see people, 9 times out of 10, when you are looking at them, you are not even thinking about we wrestle not against flesh and blood. That's not on your mind because your natural eyes see the person. And then this is where you're going to get caught up. The Lord revealed this to me, and I'm going to share this. He gave this revelation to me. And as I was talking to this pastor, he had asked me to share on that. And we were just talking. And I pray that this is a blessing to you. I don't want you to think that I'm anti-wife or anti-children or anti-people. I'm anti-demons. And the majority of the time, that his demons interfering and operating in a vessel of a person whom you may know. Paul was exactly correct when the Holy Spirit gave him Ephesians 6:12. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood. Flesh and blood is not our problem, but when we are talking to a person, we're looking at them, we're seeing sight, you're operating in the natural. And nothing's going to get done because the natural man does not understand the Spirit of God. They're foolishness to him. And we set ourselves up because, one, we're trying to please people. Two, you know, human beings in their sinful nature, that we are all rebels. Derek Prince hit it hard. He said, all of us are rebels. There is no perfect human being on this earth. I am even guilty of some of the things that I'm about to say because God showed me that I was guilty of it. And in order to get and harmonize with the Lord, you can't allow your soul to run everything. You get upset. You listen to the person. You respond back in the flesh because you hurt. And anytime we are responding back negatively, there's demonic interference there. There is some hurt somewhere there because if you wasn't hurt, you would respond kindly like Christ was. You know, Jesus never got rude to Pontius Pilate. He put his head down. And Pontius Pilate was telling him what he can do and he can do this. And Jesus politely lifted up his head and said, "You cannot do anything unto me unless my Father gives you that permission. And I can call down legions of angels to deal with your kingdom." But Christ never took it personal. All of us as humans, with this flesh that we house in, it has to come under control. You're going to have to do something. If you got to meditate all day on your problem, you cannot allow your soul to get you caught up. People can use you, even Christians. There are people marrying people because someone's offering something that they don't have. That doesn't work. That's witchcraft. I had a brother that called me the other day, and I had another friend of mine. I can't give his name out. But, man, he's been through it. He said, "You know, I've lost everything I had messing with this woman." And I told him, you know, when we see people, we just see people in the flesh. But you got to look at them in the spirit, because if you don't, you're going to get hurt. You're going to get hurt, your human feelings. And if you don't have your arm of God on, I made a vow to the Lord that I'm not arguing with nobody, no human, nobody on this radio station, Shannon Davis with his Donald Trump stuff. I ain't arguing in the flesh to disrupt my spirit, because that's what the devil wants. If he can disrupt your spirit, he can control your day. We walk not by sight, but we walk by faith. The thing that we need to do to protect ourselves is to realize something, that every one of us who call themselves to be a Christian are perfecting by faith to be, because of God's mercy and grace. That is the only reason that why we are alive, his mercy and his grace. That is applicable for everybody. That's in Hebrews 4:16. When we get caught up in hurt, we pretend to take on other people's burdens, other people's problems. And you're not responsible for that. A married man is responsible for his household. If he doesn't have any other funds, why would you get mad at him for not giving cousin Juki something? See, people got to start trusting the Lord instead of people. And people get hurt by trying to do things that they cannot even afford to do. They are afraid to be offended of a person. And all this jams you. Let's look at this, and let's look at the Bible and give you some scriptures of what I'm trying to convey to all of you tonight. Let us begin with the book of John, chapter 15, verse 1. He says, "I am the vine, and my Father is the husbandman." This is divine order. And when we have this divine order in our life, and not this flesh, not the soul, the soul brings anger, the soul brings impatience, the soul runs your mind, the soul brings confusion, the soul brings thoughts to your mind, your fleshly mind, the soul brings temptation from demons within you, the soul pulls up the evil out your heart based on Mark 7, 19, 20, and 21 and 22. And he wreaks havoc on people because people are not seeing how the devil is destroying them. But you have to protect yourself from humans and from people. Now, sometimes people don't even know what they are doing. Sometimes people don't even know they have an anger issue. But if you can get yourself right and hear the Lord and protect yourself from these harmful habits that people put on each other by verbal abuse or by anger, and allow Christ to deal with your heart and get that pain and get that hurt, that rejection, that anger, that mental compartmentalization, all of that stuff out your heart, peace. "Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away." If you're arguing with a person, that's not bearing fruit. If you're fussing with a human being, that's not bearing fruit. If you're going to exchange yourself in argument and anger gets in, behind every negative emotion, there is a demon. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purged it. That's Jesus. So when you're bearing fruit, Christ protects us and shows us and guards us. Our lives outside of Christ brings hurt and problems to any human being that's called himself a Christian, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now you are clean through the word which I spoken unto you. What all we do to people and try to help people, that ain't, those are works. But inwardly, to protect ourselves from hurt, to protect ourselves from letdown, to protect ourselves from trusting in people, you have to let the Lord really wash you, cleanse you, and regenerate your heart to see people in a different way. And if God is not doing that, you don't have no progress on earth. He said, abide in me and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself. See, anytime we try to do something outside of Jesus, this is why we get hurt. Anytime you do something outside of Christ, you're going to get hurt. I'm going to show you why. Abide in me and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can ye except ye abide in me. I am the vine, ye are the branches. Now, or do we really can say that as Christians? Is Jesus, are we trying to follow Christ, to allow Christ to guide us every day? No. Do you meditate on that? Every day when I'm in the car, I say, Lord, I want peace. Lord, I want peace. I want shalom peace. I say that every day. About 5-10 minutes ago, we couldn't even get on the blog talk. I said, Lord, help me. I'm trying to serve you. Open up this door to get us back on air. 1 minute, we got back in. You see, if we harmonize with the Lord, all of our needs will be met. When people are looking for other people to give them something, that's not trusting in God. That's trusting in people. And the Bible says that if you're going to please human beings, you're not a servant of Christ. So you're hurting yourself. Now, I didn't make this up. Well, in the Bible. Oh, the trouble in the Bible. Well, no problem. Go to Galatians chapter 1, verse 9. Verse 10, I'm sorry. For do I now persuade men or God? See, when you're trying to please people or people demanding something from you, well, you need to first, Lord, do you want me to do this? God showed me something through Pastor Wayne Thompson a long time ago. He was in the car with me. And he said, do you know sometimes that people can mess up people by buying something out or paying a bill for them? Because now they're not trusting in the Lord to carry them through the trial. You just has been their Jesus and their Exodus. You've been the Moses for them. Sometimes when we are trying to help people, you have to ask the Lord, Lord, should I do this? Because you don't know God's will. You don't know what's going on with them and God. But if you can't hear them, you can't do that. Our self get in the way. And this is what hurts us, being out of place with Christ. In Galatians 1:10, for do I now persuade men of God, or do I seek to please men? For if I yet please men, I shall not be the servant of Christ. So if you're trying to please people, you're going to set yourself up for hurt because you can't please people. People will be never satisfied. Why? Because loss of the vindication from us through our ancestors, by being Americans, by being a democratic, a free enterprise system, caught up in materialistic things, caught up in gotten to have a nice car. All that's hurting you because you can't afford it. See, this is sets yourself up for hurt. Oh, well, somebody else got something. I got to get it. You get what God give you. The Bible said, be content in such things that you have. John 15, verse 6. If any man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch. So anytime we're trying to do something for people, have the Lord told you to do that? Well, you can't ask the Lord on everything. That's a lie. The Bible says that we're supposed to be led by the light of God. Word should be a path for us. His word, wisdom. Read Ecclesiastes if you don't have wisdom, because if you don't have wisdom, you're going to really get yourself hurt with people. You have to use wisdom with people. You got to use the Spirit of God. as somebody talking to me, I'm praying in tongues. I don't have to listen to them no more. I stopped doing that. I want to key in on the person who created them. I want to key in on the Holy Ghost that can give me word of knowledge about this person. And you don't have to tell them, because when God shows you a person and what they're trying to do to you, then you got to do something. You got to pray for them. You got to bind them spirits and keep them demons off you. If you don't do that, you're going to be setting up yourself for hurt. In John 15:7, if ye abide in me. Now, wait a minute, John 15:6. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch. So you're on your own. This is what sets yourself up for hurt. And is withered. And men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. See, men walk all over it. Let me say something. It ain't nothing like, I remember my father taught me something. I used to use my daddy's car, and I never took care of it. He said, you ain't using my car no more because you don't take care of it. And I learned something from him. Earn something that the Lord blesses you with, and you know that people know. See, God blesses me. Everything I get comes from the Lord. It don't come from no human being. I don't care what. Everything I get comes from the Lord. And we all have to have that type of frame of the spirit within you so that you can't set yourself up for hurt. A brother called me the other night. Somebody wanted to borrow some money from him. He said, well, I really don't have it, but I feel pressured to do it. I said, well, do you have your bills been paid? No. I said, well, then you can't give them, you can't help them. They didn't like that. They got upset. God is a God of order. And sometimes we hurt ourselves by trying to do something for a person when you ain't able to do it. Get in the Spirit of God so that the sons of God can be led it by His Spirit. And if you're led it by His Spirit, you will not be hurt. John 15:7. If ye abide in me and my word abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. Anybody who's lacking, do John 15:7. If ye abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. Get some folks who've been poverty and give them that. That's helping them. Give them this in the Bible and show them how to apply this. You can't be, look here, there's the Lord that sent me, there's somebody trying to provide everything for this, for four people or something. They're a friend of yours. And I'm getting word of knowledge. They're using you. Be led of the Lord, sister. Don't be moving out of emotion. Emotion is the soul. I'm not saying don't help nobody. The sons of God are led by the Spirit. If you can be led by the Spirit, whatever you do will prosper. You won't be hurt. Herein is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit, so ye shall be my disciples. As the Father have loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love. If you keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abided in his love. These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. Your joy is not going to be full if you're not abiding in Christ. You trying to help somebody, you ain't, the Holy Spirit telling you don't do it, you doing it. You trying to resist the Holy Spirit because of stubbornness, and you being pressured by demons. The Lord says that he'll meet people's needs. He didn't say you're supposed to meet other folks' needs. I don't know where people get that from. Ain't nothing free. Let me show you something. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Go to 1 Corinthians 6:20. For you are bought with a price. There's nothing free. For you are bought with a price. Christ did not die free. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. Your spirit is God, but your soul is not of God. It is independent from God. It makes you think. It makes you make wrong decisions. And it sets you up for hurt. When you're vulnerable, them demons know how to hit you. They know the right words to say to pull some money out your pocket. You got to be wise as a serpent and soft as a dove, and allow the nine gifts of the Holy Spirit to lead you, and you'll never get hurt. Never get hurt. John 15, 12, this is my commandment, that you love one another, even as I have loved you. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. This is why soldiers are very close. That's one thing about the military that I appreciate, the closeness. You got somebody next to you, you know he'll take a bullet for you. He'll about do that, and your own sister won't do it. That's loyalty. And we need that in the body of Christ. We need that. You are my friends if you do whatsoever I command you. You are my friend. You're a friend of Christ. He says, listen, you are my friends if ye do whatsoever I command you. He has to command you to do everything. Every decision, I really believe, can go on the Lord. I wake up praying in the Holy Spirit, and I said, Lord, this dog was bleeding blood all on the floor. And them demons trying to attack me and bring mental compartmentalization when I was in the military. And, you know, no. Don't come with me that. And I prayed and I said, Lord, and he gave me a lady's number. And I called her from CVS. She said, this dog, you got a veterinarian card on the dog. The lady gave me the number. I went, that medicine would have been $200 and something. That thing was $60. It's an anti-fungus for an animal, but it's a human medicine. But God showed me how to do that. Tune into him. Please tune into the Lord. He says in John 15:15, henceforth I call you not servants, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord does, but I have called you friends. For all things that I have heard of my Father, I have made known unto you. Now, this is very important. This is why God doesn't want any of us to be hurt. And sometimes we can be hurt by doing something wrong, being in the wrong place, moving out of the time of God. Have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that you should go forth and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever you shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it to you. Now, I want to read something to you on a notation on life in the Spirit. He said, go forth with fruit. All Christians are chosen out of the world. Now, you really want to be hurt? Get into the world system. Get into the politics. Let Donald Trump get on your nerves. That's worldly. Supposed to bear fruit. Such fruit of the Spirit is mentioned in Galatians 5:22 and 23. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness to Christ, gentleness, and self-control. Working for the conversation of others in Christ. Now, even as being a Christian, you're going to get persecuted. So don't set yourself up thinking that you're not going to get persecuted. While Christ followers are in the world, they will be hated, persecuted, and rejected for his sake. The world is the great opponent of Christ and his people throughout history. True believers must understand that the world, including false religions, organizations, and churches, a lot of these prosperity churches, are really putting hurting on people. But folks like that dung. 2 Kings 6:18, you like your dung. That's dung. Why hurt yourself listening to something that is totally opposite of the Bible? That's another subject. True believers must understand that the world, including false religion, organizations, and churches, will always oppose God and the principles of his kingdom. Thus, the world will remain an enemy and persecutor of faithful believers until the end. See James 4:4, see Matthew 5:10. The reason believers suffer at the hand of the world is because they are fundamentally different. They are not of the world and have come out of the world. The values, standards, direction of the faithful are in conflict with the unrighteous ways of the corrupt society that we live in America and anywhere else. They refuse to compromise with this ungodly standards and instead set their affections on things above, not on things on earth. Colossians 3:2. Now, if your life is hidden in Christ, You can't be hurt. People can't hurt you. I'm going to show you some areas of how to not, you can help people and how not allow it to hurt you. Listen to this. It's okay to bless a person. I didn't say that. But you got to do it to protect yourself from the spirits that's in that person that's seeing you trying to do something that's a good deed for humanity. Colossians.
Yes, Lord.
For you are dead and your life is hid with Christ in God. It's hid with him. Can't nobody hurt you if it's hid with him. Can't nobody hurt you. And if you're going to do something to a person, don't do it for them. I'm doing this for you. What you can do for a person? Turn to Colossians 3:17. I'm trying to show you how not to get hurt from people and demons in people. People don't even know the demons in them. Colossians 3:17. And whatsoever you do, in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. Now go to 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 7. First Peter chapter 3, verse 7. For you married men, anytime you get bitterness and anger, you better let that shit go. The devil will tear you apart with that mess. Your prayers can't be heard. Ain't nobody worth your prayers not to be heard from. You better read 1 Peter 3:7. Now go to Colossians 3:23. And whatsoever you do, do it heartily. Listen to this. Heartily. H-E-A-R-T-I-L-Y. Heartily as to the Lord. Now watch this. And not unto men. And that's what I've been saying all night. I bag up God's word. His word says it. I believe it. Now go to Psalms 118. I'm going to show you why. Psalms 118. Verse 8. It is better trust in the Lord than to put confidence in princes. That's the opposite of male. Verse 9. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in princes. Let's go to verse 8. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. In man. You put confidence in man, man gonna hurt you. Confidence in Christ, man cannot hurt you. You put confidence in Christ, no demon can hurt you. You abide in his word, no one can hurt you. Listen to me. Go to Psalms 103:15. Let me see if I got that right. 104:15. Let me get my assistant. Let me pull them up. Touch not my anointed, nor do my prophets no harm. That's the scripture. Touch not my anointed, nor do my prophet. Here, thank you, Lord. Right in my face. Got it. Saying, touch not my anointed. Now, listen to me. That don't mean just preachers. That means anybody who's trying to serve the Lord, they're his anointed. He loves them. They're trying to trust in him. They're trying to get away from the world. They don't want to be ruled by their flesh. See, when I get knowledge of the Bible, this illuminates me to not get in my soul. But if you do not study the scriptures and have no clue of what the hell going on, you're going to constantly be hurting yourself. Now, go to 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7. The reason why I give you saying, touch not my anointed and do my prophets no harm. God don't like you using people. You don't have to worry about that. If you do it as unto the Lord, There's no way a human being can use you. Got to get rid of them. They'd be dead, gone, missing. God has a way. Look, God loves the righteous. He loves the righteous. Cares for the righteous. Now, Philippians chapter 4, verse 19. Wait 1 minute. We're having a little technical problem here. All right, it's back. Okay. All right, we're back on air. In Philippians chapter 4, verse 19. Thank you, Holy Spirit. In Philippians chapter 4, verse 19. He says, but my God shall supply all your needs. You can't supply people's needs. That's God's job. Tell the person to trust God. Tell the person to learn how to lean on him. Tell the person to allow God to come in their life, get Jesus in life, and get that damn spirit of oppression and poverty off a person, because they'll weigh you down with it. And God says, stand fast in the liberty of Christ, wherein Christ has made you free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of what? Bondage. And people can bring some bondage to you if you let them. Let's look at 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7. Cast all your care upon him, for he cared for you. Tell them to cast their care on him. You are not their Christ. A lot of you look at your pastors and over respect them and leave Jesus out. You better look at Christ, because Christ is the one that's going to help you. I'm not trying to say not help a person. I'm trying to say the way to do it where you can't get hurt with your emotions. If you do it as unto the Lord, you don't have to tell them, I did this. I don't want nobody. See, when you do that, you get a human blessing. I don't need no human blessing. I need a supernatural blessing. I need to stay connected with him. I don't need to allow my soul within me to cause me to get disrupted from my spirit. I don't need nobody bringing me to lose my peace. But the devil don't care nothing about you, because he want to steal, he want to kill, and he want to destroy you. He don't care nothing about you. He don't care nothing about your mama. He don't care nothing about your children. He don't give a damn about you. And he going to do everything he can to use any of his children to affect you. Even Jesus says, ye of your father, the devil. Everybody's not a Christian. And people can be posing as an angel of light and be nothing but demons. 2 Corinthians 11, 13, 14, and 15. Protect yourself and put the arm of God and stop allowing people to rule you and to run you. You let Christ Jesus run you. You let the love of the Father come in you. You forgive. You look at the Lord and get yourself right, and you will not be hurt. Let's turn to 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 11. Another thing to do to show you how not to get hurt is to stay out of people's business. You won't get hurt. To protect yourself, stay out of folks' business. Just a while ago, I was at a neighbor of mine's, a veteran, and getting my car fixed. And his wife said something. She wanted me to come. I said, no, ma'am, I have nothing to do with that. I'm just listening. Well, y'all men to say, I didn't get caught up in none of that. That's a trap. Get your soul and you speak out of the will of God. You know, I'm learning to say less words. The fewer words you say, the better you'll be with the Lord. Now, another thing to do is look at this here scripture, and let me share this here with you. This hurts a lot of people. Get involved with gossip, a busybody spirit. God doesn't like busybody spirits, and the Bible speaks of a busybody spirit. God doesn't like that. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, 11, it says, and that you study to be quiet, and to do your own business, and to work with your own hands, as we command you. Work with your own hands. Do your own business. Work out your own salvation. Let the Lord look at you. Stop looking at other folks. Deal with you. I made a commitment in 2018 that this is going to be the most productive spiritual year in my life, that I was going to come closer to the Lord, and I want to raise the dead. That's my desire. I don't want no Mercedes Benz. Y'all can have that damn thing. I want to raise the dead. I want to be with Christ. I want to have peace. And you can't have that if you get any disturbance that's trying to rule out the Son of God in you, and that's demonic spirits. I hope that this has been a blessing to you. I wanted to share that with you. Now, on this seminar, I need to move on to some things in the ministry of deliverance. This is for basic. This is basic deliverance. This is just some basic stuff. Some of you may have heard this again. I'm going to recapitulate some things because we have some new people, and you may have not saw it up in the last program. But the children's bread, the Bible says, let the children be filled first. But it's not good to take the children's bread and to throw it to dogs. That's in Mark 7:21. Deliverance is the bread for children of God. When deliverance is not part of a believer or a group of believers, a diet is the result. Spiritual malnutrition. You're going to fall out. There's no way. If you do not get deliverance, there are things in you that has been in you since birth that has to come out. Our fathers have sinned, you bore their iniquity, Lamentations 5:7. The sins of the fathers have come on you, Exodus 20:4-5. You need to renounce those things and allow God to feed you. This is the children's bread. Bread is simply defined as food or substance. Substance is defined as a mean of support, maintenance, of substance, of state of being, sustain. Christians need bread to endure and to sustain themselves from the attack of the enemy. That is the children's bread. The types of bread. There's a spiritual bread. There's a natural bread. The natural bread feeds the human body. The spiritual bread casts out demons. Here are some areas in our lives that will show signs that people may need deliverance. I'm getting a lot of emails on that. How do I know that I need deliverance? How do I know that it's a demon or not? Mr. Market Sanders, I'm going to respond that to you. I read your email last night, and here is how you know you have demons. Let me give you an example of the Onan spirit. Would you please turn to Genesis chapter 38, verse 9, Onan spirit. I'll explain to you what an Onan spirit is throughout the course of these deliverances and these teachings. I'm also going to open up the lines. We're going to give testimonies of what we've seen, what we experienced, me, myself, and Brother John, and my assistant pastor. In Genesis chapter 39... 38, I'm sorry, go to Genesis chapter 38 and go to verse 9. And Onan knew that the seed, that's his sperm, shall not be his. And it came to pass when he went into his brother's wife, he had sex with his brother's wife, a wicked dog, that he spilt it on the ground. So he had sex, he didn't go in her, he put it on the ground. Lest that he should give seed to his brother. That is an Onan spirit. When any man, and we're all grown people in here, if you got children, please get them out. I'll say the right word. When you the man, you know, and he don't, right, and it goes on the ground, not in, okay, that's an Onan spirit. I want to do it as clean as possible. Now, if you keep doing that and keep doing it and you can't stop, and you being driven to masturbate. I had a guy call me. He masturbated 14 times a day. That's not human. It was demonic. And he had a problem. And that door opened through pornography, lustful thoughts, and he could not control himself. Now, if some of you masturbate and you did it one time, ask God to forgive you because that's self-sinning. You're sinning against your body. God hasn't meant you to have sex to yourself. That's why he had husband and wife. And that's a different subject because we have all really destroyed our sex. We done had so much lust and sex. It never was love. It was lust. And 80% of Christians who are born again and saved have never been delivered from this spirit have that in their marriage. This is why their marriage are having problems because that demon has a legal right in there. Due to all the sex you had and all the effing and the turn them over and flip it and all that old crazy stuff, those doors to demons. And if you can't stop it, it's demonic. Then you need to get it cast out. curses open up doors to a lot of demons. Proverbs 26:2, a curse did not come without a cause. Emotional problems, mental health, speech problems, sexual problems, addictions, physical infirmities. And the most powerful thing I've seen people have more problems throughout the ministry since I've been a deliverance minister is the spirit of error. I have seen more people not understand this ministry. And I said, Lord, what is this? And in 1 John chapter 4, 6, it says, we are of God. He that knoweth God heareth us. He that is not of God heareth not us. Hereby we know the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. A lot of people have a lot of error, being raised, not knowing the truth, been in religion, but not in Christianity. 80% of us have had those same similar problems. What will keep you from receiving deliverance and a breakthrough in your life? Curses, sin, pride, passivitousness, ungodly soul ties, occultism, fear, embarrassment, unbelief, lack of desire, unforgiveness, lack of knowledge. Shake yourself free from the past. Allow the Lord to take your past and put it under the blood. If any of you want to get saved now, I'm hearing salvation speak. The Lord says someone needs to be saved. So I got to follow him. The Lord says, if you shall believe in your mouth, go to Romans 10:9. There are four people need to, that want salvation. Go to Romans chapter 10, verse 9. There's a young lady, Veronica. You're 29 years of age. You are condemning yourself. You need to stop condemning yourself. There's now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, Romans 8:1. You have to forgive yourself. Study and meditate Genesis 19:26 and Philippians 3:13. One thing I do, forget those self behind and press into those things ahead. Stop looking back, ma'am. Look forward. Amen. All right, let's go to Romans 10:9. I'm hearing a salvation call. In Romans chapter 10, verse 9, Romans 10:9. If thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thy heart that God had raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. That simple. So if any of you want to get saved, if you find yourself having problems with demons, once Christ get in you, they can leave. The word cleanses demons, Matthew 8:16. So repeat this after me. Heavenly Father, I come in the name of Jesus. I ask that you forgive me for all my sins, knowing and unknowing. I believe that Jesus died and rose on the third day and ascended at the right hand of the Father, interceding for me. I believe that you are Yeshua the Messiah. Come into my life now. In the name of Yeshua, we pray. Amen. If you have done that, welcome to the kingdom of God. When you lead somebody to the Lord, you don't leave them and let them go. You got to feed them. You got to train them. Make sure that they're in a good church. Email me if this has been beneficial to you at overtonavy1@gmail.com. You're welcome to sit under us as what you're doing. And we are welcoming you and thank you for allowing God to come into your life. Your free will change your life. Okay, that's it for now. And we're going to pick back up. And one more thing, other bondages, before I close, thank you, Lord, other bondages will stop deliverances and cause havoc in your life. Stay away from Ouija boards. Stay away from horoscope, palm reading, table tapping, psychic advisors, black magic, drugs. Leave these things alone. Renounce them and ask them to leave your life in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. God can deliver you. Call on the name of Yeshua. Don't call on man. Call on the Lord. Now, I was about to close, but the Lord is telling me to say this for everybody. There are some people that's involved with witchcraft. You're involved with Ouija boards. You got to come out of that stuff, man. You got to come out of that stuff. Please come out of that. We come up in the name of Jesus against witchcraft. We come up against a Ouija board, charming, table tapping, light as a feather, palm reading, crystal balls, automatic handwriting analysis, Halloween, pagan holidays, pagan fairies, reading tea leaves, coffee drying with dip wax. We come up against the spirit of sorcery. We come up against the spirit of astrology, horoscope, fortune telling, visionary dreams, ruins, spells, curses, astral projection. We come up against Bloody Mary playing a game, saying Bloody Mary three times while demons are manifesting in the bathroom. We come up against that. We come up against necromancy, talking with the dead. We come up against seance channeling. We come up against black magic, white magic, water watching, dowsing, spell book, secret oath. We come up against remote view, tarot cards, seal vows in the name of Yeshua the Messiah. We bind the demons of yoga, transcendental meditation, martial arts, psychometry, clairvoyancy, voodoo, visionary imagery guide, pyramid power, holistic health practices. We bind it in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We take authority over mind control, psychic healing, materialization, being materialistic. We come up against Eastern meditation, healing magnetism, spirit guides, teances, levitation. We come up against the I Ching demon, parapsychology. We come up against hypnosis and deep or teleportation. We come up against telekinesis, bowel ribbon charts, physical transfer of powers. We bind it in the name of Jesus, seeing into the lights, white light shields, every witch in the name of Jesus. We break the power of the white light shield. We break it in the name of Yeshua the Messiah. We come up against apparitions, numerology, false tongues, telepathy, hypnosis. We come up against tarot yoga. We come up against psychokinesis. We bind the demon of ESP, bowel feedback, hypnosis in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We come up against food demon, sleep demon, sex demon. We come up against alcohol demon, caffeine, drug demon, heroin. We bind heroin. Somebody's on heroin. Ma'am, you've been shooting up for 6 months. In the name of Jesus, put that thing down. By the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, you can walk away from it. You can do all things through Christ Jesus. We come up against daydreaming, memory gaps, multiple personality disorder in the name of Yeshua the Messiah. We come up against confusion. We come up against offensive rock, rap music, death metal, television that brings demons to your eyes every day. We come up against video games that bring demonic manifestation. We come up against horror movies, occult violent books, role playing in the name of Jesus. And we come up against Dungeons and Dragons. We come up against self-mutilation, suicide spirits. We bind you in the name of Jesus. Murder, abortion, black cat, spilled spark, embezzlement. We come up against it in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We bind the spirit of stubbornness, critical spirit, greed, stealing. We bind the spirit of shamanism. We bind the spirit of Islam. We take authority over the principality of Islam and the spirit of terrorism. We bind the demons of lying in the White House. We bind the spirits in the commander-in-chief that lies. We bind the spirits in the Democratic Party that's evil. We bind the spirits in the Republican Party. We bind the spirits in every party. We bind every demon in Congress, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but we wrestle against spiritual principalities in high places. We come up against every foul spirit of a lie in this country. We come up against the demon of racism in the name of Jesus. You have had your ugly head up over 200 years. We break you down by the power of Yeshua the Messiah. We come up against fear in the name of Jesus, heaviness in the name of Jesus, nightmares, loneliness, fear of man in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We come up against stress, anxiety, worry, lack of trust, depression, paranoia, doubt, blackness, suspicion, worthlessness in the name of Jesus of Nazareth. We come up against rage, frustration, competition, strife, revenge, unforgiveness, hatred, bitterness, jealousy. We come up against excessive mourning, self-pity, sorrow, bitterness. We come up against pride, defensiveness, controlling, overbearing. We come up against all occult books. We bind the demons of Freemasonry, Rainbow Girls, Aryan Nation, Daughter of the Niles. We bind religious spirits in the name of Yeshua the Messiah. We pray, amen. All right, let's open up these lines here on Blog Talk. If you're listening to us live, you can get with us. And once I open up this mic, we're going to turn this thing over to Brother Mike.
Hey, man, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you, Brother Mike. Keep me online because I can't see the board. The board went out.
All right. All right, folks, let's get ready to open up the lines. As Brother Eminem already stated, commentary, we're going to start Pastor John Durden for first. Brother John, can you hear me?
Yeah. He did two things tonight. That was he did his teaching on dealing with hurt, And when does he want us to do the testimony thing? After that, or what?
It don't matter. However, the Holy Spirit
leads,
Brother John.
Okay, one, I guess I'll deal with the summary first, okay? Dealing
That's
with
right.
hurt. He mentioned a lot of wonderful things. One, he says, we must recognize when we are dealing, our actions, our thoughts, our feelings are as a result of our flesh, or as a result of our connection with the Holy Spirit. He says, how to protect yourself from hurt. He said, one, you got to realize that many things that come against us is really not the person who makes us angry and hurt us, but sometimes we got to recognize that it could be that person is possessed with a demon. He said that they manifest themselves through people. We know that when you say anger, hatred, killing someone, or lying on someone, mad at you because you didn't do a favor for them, ask you to borrow money, to do a special favor for them, and then they get peed over you. We should get angry about that because, like Brother Emma said, we're supposed to do what the law says to do. We can't help everybody. He said, don't allow your soul, in other words, don't allow your soul to manifest in a derogatory manner. And he said, many times the behavior is incited by our what? Our flesh, our mind, and our soul as opposed to our spirit. Because naturally, the demons in those individuals do anything to get us in with discomfort with ourselves and hurt us and make us feel, useless. He says we must determine, be aware of what, who is speaking. Because every time somebody talks to you, like he mentioned, sometimes when people speak and he says he doesn't listen, he'd be speaking in tongues because what? The Holy Spirit would give him revelation, whether that person speaking truth, falsehood, or just full of crap, whatever it may be. He emphasized, also he says, we can't deal with everybody's problem. Everybody got some kind of problem. He said divine order, adverse actions of the mind. When that, he said that the mind is one of the major battlefields of Satan. And if Satan control your thoughts or your mind, he will what? Eventually control your actions. You'll be mad, rebellious against somebody else. You may spill, fight with the wife, the children, whatever it may be. And he said the mind is totally controlled by evil thoughts. And we got to recognize these thoughts that are coming out of our head. Is it ours or is it influenced by demonic spirits? He said sometimes people do not know what they are doing. We must deal with our emotions, and that is demonic. He said that our lives outside of Christ brings hurt, fear, let down, even become distrustful of others. We must abide in Christ. Doing something outside of Christ results in a negative result. We got to make sure that what we do is in sync with the Lord. We must harmonize, again, he said, we must harmonize our actions with the Lord. We must seek the Lord's will and a purpose. We must abide in Christ. He mentioned over and over, we must abide in Christ. And when we abide in Christ, then our actions that are taken about helping somebody else are just moving on with our own respective lives. It is being guided by the Spirit of God. He said, being out of place with Christ, we need to please the Lord, not people. Now, I love that. Because some of us, every time somebody, could you loan me $500? Could you loan me, if you love me, you said you were saying, can you do this for me? You're supposed to be my friend. You're supposed to be my brother. You're supposed to be my sister. Being out of place with Christ, we need to please the Lord, not people. We can't help everybody. He said we must be content with what we have and quit trying to, and when you want what others got, then you're gonna always be hurting in this kind of a thing. We must abide in Christ. And he said, did God tell you to do it? I laughed at that one, boy. That was really good. He said, well, you want to help this person. You want to get this person this much money. You want to do this and you want to do that. And he said, excuse me, did God tell you to do it? But you ask yourself that question. Did God ask us to do it? Another thing he said, don't set your, let me see, I'm trying to read this fast writing. Don't set yourself up. He said, God is the God of order. Doing favors for others without seeking the Lord will in that particular, I'm trying to read my fast writing. He said, don't set yourself up. God is a God of order. Doing favor for others without seeking the Lord will be your downfall. Be led by the Lord or by the Holy Spirit, please. He said, our joy would only be filled only if we abide in Christ. We must get his approval before helping someone else. Did God tell you to do that? Did God tell you to give that guy $500? And the Joker didn't even pay me back. Ain't that a shame, man? I tried to help him, and I tried to do this, and blah, blah, and you have been all out of shape and everything else. You should have stopped and said, Lord, do you want me to give this guy this money? Or do you want me to help this guy do that or whatever? get the Lord's approval before helping someone. He said, we can't help everybody. We are Christ's friend if we do what he commands us to do. In other words, did Jesus tell you what to do? Did Jesus tell you to do it? Did Jesus tell you to marry that woman? Did Jesus tell you to have that many children? Did Jesus tell you to blah, blah, blah? We must be tuned into the Lord. He says, being in the wrong place isn't helpful either. Doing something out of the... Oh, yeah, I love this. He says, we can be in the wrong place at the wrong time sometimes, and doing something out of the time of the Lord. God may say, well, he called me to be a preacher. I don't know why I'm having these problems. He calls me to be a teacher. He calls me to go get this job. He told me to go to school and become a nurse. But the question is, you may be, he may have told you that, but you'd be hurt if you're acting out of God's time. Doing something out of the time of the Lord can bring detrimental mess to you. He also said, we are chosen out of the world, and we must act accordingly. We supposed to bear fruit, he says. We will be hated, persecuted, and outcast if we don't do what they say. We got to check with the Lord if that's what he wants to do. He said false religion, persecution, all these things bring difficult situation in your life. Say these, and then you got individuals who have phony type religion. And have beliefs that's not in sync with the Bible, leave it alone. Don't even bother arguing. Just leave that person to the Lord. He said, if our life is in Christ, we cannot be hurt because what? We are dead in Christ and we are hidden in Christ. Let me repeat that. He said, if you are truly, truly a disciple of the Lord, it's pretty hard. You do sure you can get hurt sometimes because we're human, but it's gonna be pretty hard for you to dig a hole for yourself if you are dead in Christ and are hidden in Christ. And we all trying to live to that according to that every day. And then the last little sheet of paper I got in here is, whatever we do, do it in the name of Jesus. And he said, 1 Peter 3:7, love your family. Love, not, oh, you know, I really love this. A lot of people get dispersions, separations, divorce and all that because they'd be trying to control. You know, the Bible said to keep from hurting your family and getting division. We should love our spouse, not control. A lot of people, when doing my counseling session, when you're trying to get people back together, but he's always trying to tell me what to do, and I can't do this. He always want to watch this book, and where we go, we have to do this, and whatever we do, we got to do this. What I love from the teaching, I say, you must love your family, love your spouse. Love, remember this, love, not control. Are you controlling in another one? Whatever we do, do it unto the Lord, unto God. No, he said, whatever we do it not unto man, but unto God. And it is better to trust in the Lord than unto man. Have confidence in man. Then to come to a close, he said, the scriptures say, touch not my anointed. If you're anointed of God, you ain't got to work as long as you're doing what the Lord says. And God will deal with those folks. You don't have to get revenge with somebody else. God says, hey, you take care of the problem. Touch not my anointed. Then another one, he says, God cares for the affliction of every one of his children. A truth employed throughout his word. Then he said, God is the one who meets all our needs, and we must cast all our cares on the Lord. And he said, we must put on the whole armor of God and don't let people rule you. In closing, he says, don't be a busybody. Mind your own thinking business. He said, deliverance, and then he said, and then he jumped over and touched deliverance a little bit. He said, deliverance is the bread for the children of Christ. Bread is the substance that we need to withstand the attacks of the devil. And he said, some symptoms, you got Onan spirits, and that's, you know, masturbation, and you got curses open the gates to demons, allow them into your life, and then they come into your life because of you're in error with regard to your belief, you're in sin, are you in pride, are you in unbelief, are you in unforgiveness, you don't put your trust in the Lord. That's my summary.
Okay, Brother Mike.
Yes, sir.
Lord have mercy. Deacon Willman, he said, ain't nobody said nothing about no hanky pink. I ain't did nothing.
What did he say? what did he say?
Brother John, tell him. A big boy, tell him what he said.
He he said he ain't done no pinky, Brother John. So what are you talking about?
the Lord didn't leave me the hanky panky tonight.
But he said he ain't did nothing. He said, I ain't did no hanky panky.
Oh, he didn't? Oh, praise the Lord. Amen.
He ain't do no hanky panky.
All right. You tell him to give me his telephone number. I'll call him sometime.
Brothers and sisters, we are live on air code 646-378-1857.
I mean, text it to you, and then you can text it to me.
Talk to us. We are live at Blog Talk Radio, and we're in connections with YouTube here. So we would like to ask all of you, if you're still listening, you're watching us on YouTube, we're still live. You can still hear us in the Blog Talk room. Call us, air code 646-378-1857. Don't forget to tell someone to subscribe. We need your contributions, your tithes, gifts, and offerings. Trying to get this $800 printer fixed. We need a seed. And I believe God will move on someone's heart. I don't beg. I don't have to. Just teach the word, that sign follow, and the rest will come. Let's go to the next person.
All right. Area code, let's see, 714.
Hey, brothers. No comment. Just listening in.
Amen. Amen. It's 845 and 714. We're going to see you Saturday here, 11 o'clock at night.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Is 845 in there?
Yes, he is. Hold on. Let's get him. 845, you're live.
Blessings to all you great brothers. Man, the sermon was just wonderful, brother. I mean, you always touch on so many different valid points. It's just so powerful, so important, and it really blessed me tonight, brother. And you know, all I really can say is that all I really want to do is just get close to Jesus Christ too. Let him cleanse me out of all that garbage and really just focus on, you know, the relationship between God and myself. And
right.
I think that's a really good place to start.
That's a good place to start, brother. That's just what I'm doing. I got all this revelation in 5 minutes, man.
Brother, that is straight from the Holy Spirit, man. That's all I can say about that, brother. I mean, it really blesses me every single time. And you know, for some reason, I just know that that you know that God is moving through you, and God moves through brother John and to brother Steve and the Mike and all you guys. You know, you guys are just. You guys are wonderful, man, and I love you guys, and just keep doing what you're doing, man. I'm blessed to be a part of this, guys.
Amen. Amen. Amen, brother. Anybody else, Brother Mike?
All right. Area code. Well, that's it. Area code
right.
918.
Testimony.
Air code 918.
They dropped off.
Okay, how many minutes on the clock?
You're looking at 34 minutes.
All right, hang on. I'm waiting from Reverend Dawson to tell me. Okay, he wants me to do the testimonies tomorrow. We're going to pick up with testimonies tomorrow on the Ministry of Deliverance. We are in connection with a church, and we've been a blessing to them. They've been a blessing to us. So check us out tomorrow, Deliverance Testimonies, what we have encountered in this ministry. And Deliverance Ministry is a garbage collector. There's no glory in this ministry. If you come in with pride, you're going to get kicked in the back of the door because you ain't going to be moved by God here. You have to stay humble in this ministry. Stay humble. Recognize that you ain't nothing. God can replace you. God don't need us. We need God. We need to stay humble. I want to thank everyone who has participated tonight. I want to thank Brother John for Pastor John. He's going to also bring the Word of God Tuesday at 9 o'clock, the Passover, past and present. He's going to bring that at 9 o'clock on Blog Talk. But what I'm going to try to do is connected audio where you can hear him through the YouTube. God bless all of you. Don't forget to tell someone about Live Deliverance Internet Radio. continue to subscribe, sow a seed. If you're interested in being a cyber member, we have cyber membership. We'll also open a school too for the Apostolic A School. We'll send you MP3s. And it's a blessing. Brother Mike, I want to talk to you after the end of the broadcast. Me and Sister Durden and you, we got to get together on a Friday meeting, but I'll call you after air. God bless everyone on YouTube. Good night. Sow a seed. Lift us up in prayer. Tell somebody about Live Deliverance Internet Radio. We want to reach the world through the Internet. We want to make sure that Jesus of Nazareth get all glory and signs follow this ministry by that of word of knowledge and other nine gifts of the Spirit as follow as the Holy Spirit give utterance. God bless to you and shalom. Okay, Brother Mike, you can shut it off.
Amen. Shalom, everyone. Good night. God bless, and we will see you again here on Live Deliverance on blogtalk.com.
My ideas and content must be a reality, so all my dreams can come to be a possibility. All success starts with a decision just to try. Failing is inevitable if we do not fight. Knowing your purpose, meaningful life. Great execution bring confidence in your smile. If you believe, then you can fly. Don't waste no more time, you can soar up to the sky. Say I'm a winner.